Every Thursday morning, we catch up with Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein. They both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in to talk local education issues. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys? I hear that Keith is cold.
Yeah, I always keep it cold in studio because all the equipment in here tends to warm things up a little bit more than it needs to be. And by the way, and again, when you're cold, you're on your toes. When you're warm, you get comfy, you start daydreaming. Come on, we need to keep this thing rolling. You guys have been very busy. We think, well, this time of year, the semester is going to wrap up. Heck, next Friday, there's not even school in the MCCSE because it's a built-in snow day. But you had a special session Tuesday.
Right.
You have an event tonight.
Right.
And then you have a school board meeting next Tuesday. So we've got plenty to do. Get us updated on all of it, Keith.
Sue, let's talk right off the top about the news that Tri-North is going to get a new facility.
Wow. Yes, it's
didn't make the papers, but it did hit.
Well, we're
cats,
breaking some news here. That's good. We always like to do that. And obviously, Tri-North is one of the older properties that has been there. Tell me.
And it's built on a strange plane and all kinds of problems. So they'll replace the building that exists so that you can have school in one while you're building the other one.
You know, here's how it happened, Glass. We did a facilities and safety and security strategic plan starting a few years ago. And as part of that, there was a committee, a broad-based committee of people from the community and from our schools. They went to every single building, every single facility, no matter what it was, a storage shed, a closet. And in the schools, they were in every single, they were in all the different classrooms, all the different areas. And they developed, as a result of that, an assessment of how of 1 to 4 of the condition of every kind of thing from parking lots to HVAC to what the bathrooms were like. And as a result of all of that and analyzing all of that data, Tri-North ended up being the school with the worst scores. And as we listened to Chris Scioli Tuesday night talk about what it would take to renovate the school, some of it would be very it would be very extensive to renovate because of the way it was built and the kind of Keith, I can't remember what it was called, a cast and foundation something building, but anyway, the ceiling is concrete and there really can't be anything done with it. There's no sprinkle showers in there for fire, and that couldn't really even be installed without it getting too hanging down too low. So when all is said and done, the most economical and the best way to handle the Tri-North renovations is to build a whole new school. And I know Keith and I are really excited about the prospects of that and what that means. And this will be paid for partially with some of the bonding that we approved a few months ago. So the money's there. We're going to use that, and I just think it's really exciting for the Tri-North area, for those students, for that neighborhood, to get a new school with everything that they need to make it a safe and secure and pleasant learning environment.
And the actual vote on that, because we don't vote at a work session, will come up on Tuesday.
Right. But it looks like we're going to go forward with this, so it's pretty exciting.
It's in the plan. It's paid for. It's part of the bonding.
Yep. So we'll – and it'll take a while. I don't want anybody –
Well, that was going to be my next question, the timetable on all this, because, yeah, we live in an instant do-it-now society, and there is no drive-through window. You can just pick up a school and plop it down on a piece of land. This will take – architect planning and
that's the other part,
zoning
right.
and design, and then of course just how everything else is in life. There's going to be 16,000 people that want to put in their 2 cents in how the design should be, and so about 2063 Tri-North
2020 2021.
Well, that makes sense because that's how long it takes to run all this through the hoops and ringers that go
along. Well, first you have to get architect's drawings, then you bid based on the architect's drawings,
right?
So lots of things going
So it's an exciting time.
It is exciting.
In terms of looking at what goes into planning a school. It's very different from planning your own house or an apartment building. But I always think it's an exciting time.
It is, and you're also going to have to look into you're going to have to look into your crystal ball, because when you build one of these, it's not built for 3 or 4 years. It's going to be built for long-term stuff. So that's another interesting angle that goes along with that. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They check in on Thursday, as they always do. And so Tri-North, that's going to be moving along. That's like, what's the old saying, like turning an aircraft carrier. That's not going to go quickly. So
no.
That's not something that's going to slip by everything.
It takes a while to turn.
That's right.
Big important meeting tonight. Parents, if you can in any way get to that meeting, try to get there. It's at the CoLab, and it's about social media and your kids. And we're going to have the experts there. You need to hear what they're going to be talking about. You need to know how to protect your kids from the kinds of things that are out there. And Sue, this is one more in our table talk meetings that's going on. So I think it's important for people to hear.
Oh, it sure is. You know, and I know this is something that, you know, confounds parents and frustrates parents, and because, you know, honestly and truly, kids know more than we know in terms of the computer and electronic technology. So this will be a good time for parents to learn and understand what they can do to help protect their kids on social media. So it's, again, this is being done by MCCSC administration and faculty, and it's a great, it's probably one of the best table talks we've done. So that's, you said it's this evening, right? In the CoLab.
Yes, CoLab.
And what time is that?
6:00.
Okie dokie. Everybody be there.
Absolutely. Now, are these discussions, are they recorded, televised? If someone can't make it, we know life is very busy. Check on that for me.
Can't say for sure that cats will be there, but they do cover a lot of these.
Good, because if that is the thing, then we can also watch
now. And the audience gets to participate in terms of asking questions. That's the other good part about this. It's not just sit there and listen to people talk.
Yeah, you're not going to be told. You're going to be, again, try to figure that out, because, the internet. It's open 24 hours a day, and, there's some stuff that goes on with that.
Even more news came out of Tuesday night.
Keep going.
We've been talking about, and I know you always put the caveat in there about, we're talking about school board district, not student attendance districts.
Where are we on this?
Well, we had a demographer who spoke to us who has done this kind of work with other school corporations looking at school board election districts. He had a lot of great information. People have been invited to be a part of the committee, and a lot of those people are in the audience to hear what he had to say. So in order to do this and do this in a correct fashion and look at all the different information we need to, this committee is going to start on Monday, but we probably aren't going to do anything until after the 2020 census. But it gives this committee adequate time to really sit and talk about how we want to draw school board districts and what school board governance should look like. So I'm thrilled that so many people want to be a part of this and that we have people who could help us make these kinds of decisions.
And the part is, you don't want to do this before the census, because the census is going to do most of your work, right?
Well, Keith? And that's part of what the expert was trying to tell us, that, and in the old days, it took a long time for the census data to get out into the communities. And now with computers and all the other things, it's almost instantaneous.
The helpful internet.
That's right. So basically, one of the things he told us was, if you did this now and you have a census in 2020, then you're going to get information that could change what you're going to do now. So, you know,
so don't
take
do anything
the time,
now.
Plan what you want to have accomplished, what Sue just said. How do you want to do this? Do you want at large? Do you want regulars? All this kind of stuff. And then when you get the data, plug in the data. It's going to be an easy thing to do.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. And you've had some outstanding kids being recognized here lately as well.
We have two Lilly Scholars, Sue. And one from Bloomington North and one from Bloomington South.
And before we recognize those folks, let's tell everybody what a Lilly Scholar is, because that's the...
This is the community foundation taking the Lilly money and distributing it. These two individuals will receive a full four-year tuition-free education and $900 each year on supplies, school books, texts, that kind of things. That'll get them two textbooks, maybe. The way textbooks cost.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they can use this at any Indiana college.
Right.
So they're, you know, this is wide open for them. And, you know, as always, you know, Lilly does this throughout the state. And we're really grateful for Lilly and for our community foundation. They chose the two finalists. I think there were 10 finalists, and then they chose these two as the recipients.
Aaron Nunes, or N-U-N-E-S, I hope I pronounce it right, is
Nunes.
From
Nunes. That's where I'm going to. Two
with
votes to one.
Okay.
You've been outvoted.
He's from Bloomington South, and then you have Greta Stevenson from Bloomington North. This is an amazing accomplishment for these two students, let alone the two schools.
It is. And, you know, I can't read everything. I'm looking at the article online in the paper. There's so many things that these two young people have done. It makes me feel like a real slouch. But the list of their achievements just goes on and on. But we have a lot of good students like that in MCCSC, a lot of kids really achieving and participating in their community.
Well, and it's kind of interesting. Last night, we had multiple things going on. We had the Marlin School Bell Concert. We had the Youth Philharmonic and the Middle School Philharmonic kind of thing. I was at that one at Bloomington North. You've got all kinds of things going on that highlight what amazing things the kids and the teachers are doing at the MCCSC. Pretty cool.
Exactly. Yes, it was. I mean, all this stuff. I mean, it's the end of the semester, so there's a lot of end of semester things, and then it's the holiday, so there's a lot of holiday things. So there's something going on constantly in our schools these last couple weeks before break.
Right.
Yeah, and there's no school Friday. Life's good.
There's no.
Everybody's counting the days down.
As long as we don't have a snow day before then, and I heard your forecast,
no.
It doesn't sound like we're going to.
We're
going to
need suntan lotion before we're going to have any snow days coming up for
next
Friday.
Me.
And then everybody's back to school. I want to say the MCCSC goes back on the 8th. Is that correct? Monday the 8th?
I think that is correct.
So
Monday the 8th.
That's a nice long holiday break. It's nice to give the Friday before there as well because Christmas is packed into that weekend for the most part. So we'll take that and get that rolling, so that's good. And so you've had Tuesday, you've got plenty. You have one more working day left, and then you guys are done for the
all contraire. We've got the board reorganization. All of those kinds of things going on. We got new
but that's
officers
not until January.
Selected.
I think that's not till January.
Right,
we'll
but that process will be happening before we get to the January meeting to actually do the voting.
Oh, baby. Well, you guys keep us in tune for all that, that's for sure. What else are we missing?
So
I always feel like we're missing something. Did someone bring Christmas cookies? Did we get those? Did we get any of that? Probably not.
No.
We had a graduation last night.
Yeah, you did. Big front page of the paper
today.
That's exactly what I didn't want to miss.
And the graduation has to do with the Bloomington Graduation School. And these are students who
have taken alternate paths.
That's right.
To get their education.
And great stories. These are kids anywhere from 16 and above that kind of dropped out and then made a decision to come back. And this is our first midterm graduation, Sue.
Yes, it is. It's the first one that I know of, and how great that we can do that. You know, and how wonderful. You know, when Judy DeMuth came here, she was just blown away by the fact that we have five high schools. When you look at Hoosier Hills, the Academy, North and South, and then our Bloomington Graduation School, we really do have something for everyone. And the graduation school is really. It's a great opportunity because it's a stopgap and it's something that can keep kids in school and help them graduate who haven't been successful in traditional education.
Yeah, and 50 kids taking advantage of this as well. That's a great outlet because not everybody learns at the same pace, Sue. We've talked about that a million times on this program, and sometimes you got to figure it out, and it doesn't always figure it out in the 180 days it's required by the state. And other people have issues either with life situations or job situations or situations that maybe aren't as cheery as any of that stuff, and they finally find a way to do it. So they should have a way to get out, and they've done that.
And the great part about this, Sue, is that for a lot of these young people, they have experienced success in education for the first time, and they now plan on going further. Some of them are going to go on to Ivy Tech or even IU.
Yeah, you climb one mountain, you want to climb another one. So that's a great deal. So congratulations to all the folks out there. And you know, everybody else. Obviously, the Lilly kids, that's a big story as well. And we'll have more great stories to tell as 2017, well, what's left of it rolls on. And then obviously as we ramp up the second semester of the school year. So off to vacation next Friday. So that means we'll get together on the 21st and put a bow on 2017. How about that, Sue?
Okie dokie. I like putting a bow on things.
Well, Christmas trees and everything else that goes with pet presents. I obviously get some presents.
Exactly.
Rolling. All right, thank you. Go.
Before the bow.
Yep.
We do have a meeting Tuesday at 6. Just wanted to remind people, regular session. So people certainly stop by if you have public comment at the beginning of the meeting. And
any heavy lifting going on there?
We'll talk about Tri-North again.
Okay.
And
we're going to talk about that a lot moving forward, obviously.
Right. And the other thing we'll talk about...
Now, quickly on Tri-North, did I miss the same piece of land?
Same area. Just going to move it around the landscape.
People will be worried about that when they hear new school. Well, where are you going to put it my kids walk?
One of the other things is that's where the big sledding hill is.
Well?
Yeah, sledding hill will still be there.
Or they just shift the sledding hill.
That's right.
Just shift the dirt to the other side if that's necessary.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we'll be doing some important stuff on Tuesday, so... 6 o'clock in Administration Center.
Good, and we'll hear all about it Thursday morning.
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks, Sue. Stay warm.
You're welcome. Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer, Keith Klein, both serve on the MCCSC School Board and check in with us every Thursday morning. That's great news on Tri-North. That's exciting.